Hi, James Baker here again with part two of this rough guide to some interesting pieces of Mexican classical music, some of which might be regarded as essential. I also mentioned some standout recordings. Ahead is music infected by jazz and dance, some recommended scores by Silvestre Revueltas, and a wish list of music I would like to hear in good modern recordings. Another record label deserving of kudos is the Mexico City-based Urtext label. The conductor, Benjamin Juarez Echenique, and his flutist wife, Marisa Canales, have shown a great ambition in growing the Urtext catalog, and much of the material is worthy of our attention. Of particular interest are the various scores by the Mexican jazz man-turned-composer Eugenio Toussaint. What a talent, sadly missed following his premature death a couple of years ago. His work is well represented on Urtext, including the complete recordings by he and his brothers, part of the Weather Reportish jazz ensemble known as Sacabe. If you love jazz of the late 70s through the 80s in the model of Weather Report, and I hate describing them this way because Sacabe is much more than Weather Report wannabes, then seek out these recordings. There is a high level of both creativity and technical prowess on display here. Once one has heard Eugenio Toussaint's work as a jazz player and composer, it is less surprised that he would also excel at the challenge of writing music in a classical or legit style. I have always enjoyed the Urtext issue titled Gauguin. It features three compositions by Toussaint, each highly enjoyable. There are other fine recordings to be discovered on Urtext, including the delightful work of the wind ensemble Sinfonietta Ventus. Their disc, Musica para divertirse, shines throughout and includes some great dance rhythms in Eugenio Toussaint's Mambo Suite, arrangements of compositions by Mambo master Damaso Perez Prado. Also to be discovered are compositions by Arturo Marquez, essential in understanding there is more to Maestro Marquez than just his immensely popular Danzón No. 2. I love his Danza del Mediodía for Woodwind Quintet, that's on the Urtext label, and Espejos en la Araña for cello and orchestra, written for and recorded by the Mexican cellist Carlos Prieto. Although not on the Urtext label, the complete Danzones of Marquez have been recorded, though I believe on a private label, they are well worth seeking out. There are many more interesting recordings on Urtext, though there is an unevenness to be found there as well. I watched one evening the making of a couple of recordings by the Orquesta Sinfónica de Jalapa, supervised and produced by Marisa Canales. I came away feeling I had seen the sausage being made, for it had that feel about it. I don't think the orchestra was well prepared, nor was the technical end well covered either. My apologies to both my friends in Jalapa and to the folks at Urtext for having to write and speak bluntly, but that is what I saw and heard. On the other hand, some of that sausage turned out pretty good, in particular the two albums worth of music by Silvestre Revueltas. It's not all top shelf, but some of it is. And as long as we're on the topic of Revueltas, here are a few essentials. Without a doubt, his best-known orchestral score is Sinsemayá. This is also one of the few Revueltas scores known widely outside of Mexico. There are many good recordings, including those by Fernando Lozano with the Mexico City Philharmonic, and Leopold Stokowski and his symphony orchestra, a recording said to possess the historical distinction of being the first recording of the work. I have played Sinsemayá with Luis Herrera and was struck by the sensuality. The women in the orchestra would describe it as sexy, that sensuality that he brought to the score. I'm sure there is somewhere a recording by Herrera of the piece, but I'm hard-pressed right now to identify it. Several other Revueltas compositions should be better known. For my money, Homenaje a Federico Garcia Lorca is Revueltas' masterpiece, though the suite from the film Redes is also music of high caliber. Esa-Pekka Salonen and members of the Los Angeles Philharmonic do a good job on the Lorca score, but I also find the recording with Eduardo Mata and the Philharmonia a good choice, though some would disagree. If you're looking to buy recordings, it's hard to go wrong with the Revueltas compilation on RCA's Catalyst label. This disc, titled Night of the Mayas, includes a highly ranked recording of Revueltas' Noche de los Mayas with Herrera de la Fuente and the Orquesta Sinfónica de Jalapa. Kudos to one of my former orchestras, the Os Equis, for managing the difficult but compelling score. Finally, a few contemporary composers who should be better known. Chief among these is Daniel Catan. A man of the theater, Catan wrote a number of important operas, each written with admirable creativity, rich harmonic language, and richer still, orchestrations. Eduardo Diaz Munoz recorded excerpts from Rappaccini's Daughter with the Mexico City Philharmonic. Two other operas up the ante considerably, Florencia in El Amazonas and Il Postino. These are both represented by fine recordings. Florencia in an audio-only original cast recording from the Houston Grand Opera, and Postino in a moving video from the premiere performance by the Los Angeles Opera. Catan passed away much too young and with so much promise left unfulfilled. I mourn the loss every time I think of him. He was a friend. A couple of other Catan scores show up in a three-disc series of contemporary Mexican music, showcased by the Mexico City Philharmonic and Eduardo Diaz Munoz. These discs, on the ProDisc label, are keepers. There is interesting music on each of the discs, and I highly recommend each of them. Another disc, pretty much impossible to find, covers music from Catan's El Vuelo del Águila, music for an acclaimed Mexican telenovela. You can find this well-made sentimental music on YouTube if you're interested in hearing it. Interested in freshly made contemporary music for solo piano? Then check out several projects by the American-born pianist Ana Cervantes. Ana lives in Guanajuato, Mexico, and from that base has commissioned several projects worth of new music. Her latest, called Canto de la Monarca, is only now emerging, but promises to breathe life into a wealth of new music. There is also much to recommend her previous project, a series of commissioned music to the topic of Juan Rulfo's seminal short novel, Pedro Páramo. In fact, the response to Ana's call for compositions was so enthusiastic that she ended up making two CDs titled Rumores y Rumor de Páramo. There are many other Mexican composers who should be acknowledged here, but there's just not enough time. However, I will say I am following closely the works of both Gabriela Ortiz and Marcela Rodriguez. These two, along with others, represent a healthy fountain of creativity in Mexico, carrying on the torch of Chavez, Revueltas, Ponce, Hofter, and Mario La Vista. Now, please permit me to mention a few other interesting composers and their music, which rarely, if ever, show up on the radar, even within Mexico. Record producers, please listen up and take some notes. Alfonso de Elías wrote an orchestral score called Cacahuamilpa, which I believe needs to be explored. Another score by Elías, which needs a good recording, is El Jardín Encantado. These were both recorded in the past by the Orquesta Filarmónica de Jalisco, but the music proved a bit beyond the grasp of the orchestra. However, these old LPs give proof of music which is well made and well orchestrated. Unfortunately, music is only as good as the best interpretation. This may sound disrespectful to the composer, but it's the truth. A great score will gather dust if it is not given a competent performance, better yet, a good recording. Finally, one other composer is revealed through an old LP by the Jalisco Orchestra. I would love to hear someone take up again El Festín de los Enanos by José Rolón. Any takers?